Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about the Christmas holiday season. Here we are in the month of December. Not everyone observes this holiday, but yet companies respond to it in many different ways. We're going to start with a question from someone who works at a company where Christmas decorations, music, and parties are forced on everyone who work there. During the second part of our podcast, we're going to discuss how to handle the opposite kind of a situation where a company refuses to do anything.
Ooh, those are interesting extremes.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important for companies to recognize that not everyone does celebrate Christmas. And yet at the same time, I can imagine it could be demoralizing if absolutely no expression of the holiday spirit is allowed.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, let's go to the question, Logan.
I work at a public relations firm, and my boss goes crazy over Christmas. The office is covered with holiday decorations. Christmas carols are being played over our office sound system. My boss literally wears a Santa hat in the office. And worst of all, we are all expected to attend a Christmas party on a chartered boat that starts at 5 p.m. and goes until midnight. This is not my holiday, and I feel trapped in having to participate in all of this nonsense. Quite frankly, I find it offensive. Is there anything I can do?
Well,
wow.
Yeah, that seems pretty extreme. I mean, the boat thing really bothers me. I think once, because you can't get off. It's not like you can get a headache and where are you going to go? You're in the ocean.
Yeah.
We had a client who did that. They brought everybody on a boat, and they thought, you know, they spent a lot of money on it, and they thought everybody loved
it,
and no one liked it.
Right.
I mean, I think a lot of this feels very forced, and I think that's how people feel. You know, the holiday season can be very stressful financially for many people.
Yeah.
So I think when it starts at work, and then, I mean, I think this boss that wears the hat and the whole thing, I think they obviously have to give gifts to everybody. And, right? Because it seems like that's going to be part of it.
Probably.
Santa.
That's stressful for a lot of people that also then have to do that for their family and friends. Not only is it time consuming, but it's financially a burden on people. And I think that's what a lot of people feel. You know, so what do you do? I mean, you can't really opt out if it's in the sound system. Right?
Get earplugs or headphones on.
I was thinking about this because I know of a few people who have gone through this, and I think there are a few. I think, first of all, this is part of the job. If this is your boss,
is the job, right.
You know, every year this is going to happen. It's not going to suddenly go away. The second piece is, I think you can either select the few things, like you said, the sound system. What are you going to do about that? The holiday decorations, they're just there. And you may be irritated looking at your boss wearing a Santa hat, but there's not much you can do about that. I think the one place where you may have some leverage is in the cruise. Just in that if it's early enough, you may just say you have a conflict, a schedule conflict, and that it's like an unbreakable commitment. You're so sorry to miss it.
What could that be?
A party, another party.
Another party, right. Right.
I don't know. But anyway, that was my one thought was, you know, that seems like the one area where you may have some leverage. And the other thing that I was also thinking, because I remember for a friend of mine who worked at a hospital for many years, he said the higher up you go, the more it's expected that you have to participate in these things. You know, because as a member of management, you have to kind of represent the company's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this is the manager's, the boss's way of giving, that's what probably where they're coming from. They think it's festive and it's giving. Then you have to figure out your level of comfort of participating, and you don't have to participate in everything.
Right.
You don't have to decorate your desk. You don't have to wear a hat. But you probably have to do something. And, you know, you don't want to be the, what is it called, Scrooge, you know.
Right.
Other people are really in the spirit. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is the culture, and it's a right. month of the year. It's 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out what your level of tolerating is going to be.
Yeah. Well, another thing to think about is if there's something that would be of meaning for you, like do you want to identify a charity and mm-hmm. ask the boss that everyone, you know, mm-hmm. contribute to that and maybe mm-hmm. say, let's do that instead of Secret Santa this year and see if you can install something that has mm-hmm. some meaning for you.
Yeah. I'm sure you can also establish a financial cap on, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what is spent
yeah.
so that it doesn't become too much of a burden. And, you know, you can always bake. You don't have to buy gifts. You can make gifts.
Yes.
I think this is a tough one. If it's not your holiday, it's a really tough one.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, like there's other things that go on at work I'm sure you don't like either. But you tolerate it because it's part of the job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is just part of this company's job. The job at this company, rather. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. I think this is really tough. And yeah. if you enjoy it, that's great. If you don't, it's not going to be a fun month.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I think the other thing that's interesting about it, for some, if this really isn't your holiday and if there's this, it's also overladen with, you know, religious beliefs or religious practices, this could be an indicator that overall the mm-hmm. culture is not a good mm-hmm. fit for you.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to consider.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're saying on the one hand, consider this part of your job. On the other hand, look for ways that or areas in where you may have a little leverage and can make a difference, such as putting a cap on spending, scheduling a conflict with the cruise, or finding a way to get out of that cruise,
yeah.
Finding a charity to make the focus of the donating or the gifting, and understanding that this is just, because it's part of the culture, there's probably no full escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to bring up something else about this boat ride, because I bet there's a lot of drinking that goes on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. Drinking and a boat to me doesn't sound like a good idea, but yeah. I think it probably goes together. So be sure that you understand that this is a business event.
Yeah.
So getting drunk is not what you want to do. You're not with your friends. Mm-hmm. You're with your coworkers, and we all get a little brazen when we have a couple of drinks in us. We
yeah.
may say things or do things we wouldn't normally do. This, no, don't do that. You just don't want to do that at a business event. Don't look at the right. boat and the 5-hour excursion as a place to get bombed, which you're going to want to do because
right. so forget the fact that you're on the stupid cruise that you didn't want to go on to begin with.
Yeah.
I'll take 2 dry martinis, please. Yeah, I could imagine wanting to really do it up in that way. I yeah. think the other thing that's important, and it's funny you mentioned that about the cruise, is it's important. I think one can feel alienated and isolated in these situations.
Yep.
But the truth is, you're not alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and most people, certainly when it comes to office parties, no matter where they're staged,
yeah.
they don't want to be there.
No, yeah. I've been to many of these, and they're people are really kind of bored. And you can bring sometimes your family or your spouse or your significant other.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of interesting to see who brings.
Right. Someone to suffer with you.
But also to see who brings what, or, you know, who hooks up with who. You know, it could be an
anthropological.
Thank you. Yeah. Experiment. But, yeah, just be careful that you don't party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the one other thing that we have often talked about when you're in a social situation that you don't want to be at is to find a job. Mm-hmm. Now, in the case of a boat cruise, that could be challenging, but it could be something as simple as checking people in or handing out life preservers.
Right,
maybe you can pour the drinks for your colleagues.
Right. There are jobs you can take on. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, also text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word at 22828. And you can now follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show talking about the opposite kind of situation from the first segment. So what if you like the holiday spirit and your company refuses to do anything? And there are companies like that where they, you know, they think it's a waste of time. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want a party.
And they don't give bonuses, by the way. We didn't mention that in the first segment. That very often this time of year is money gift year time, too.
I mean, I'm thinking about this one particular company that does give bonuses, but no party, nothing, won't, no decorations. Just act like it didn't happen. And, you know, that can be a little bit demoralizing also. So, you know, so these are extremes. The first one was an extreme, and I think this is an extreme. And I think, you know, you do want to represent the fact that there is a holiday spirit out there, because I'm sure the company's going to get gifts, right? You know, some cookies and stuff is going to show up. And you're the company's probably giving out something, I would think. Maybe not. So
coal and stockings.
So you might want to form a committee and just do something minimal. Just maybe a lunch. Just something that it doesn't have to be religious. Just be a holiday. You know, where everybody brings their culture in. Everybody brings something that represents what their family would do. Could be something like that.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And that's always kind of interesting to see, you know, and taste other people's holiday treats. But don't feel, you know, if a company doesn't want it, the good news, you don't have to spend a lot of money. That's the good news. But the bad news is that it's really absent of any kind of spirit.
Yeah.
Holiday spirit. I mean, it is also is the new year. I mean, it is the end of the year.
You know, and the funny thing is that I always think of this time of year because we have the winter solstice, that one thing, and I know we have here, we put up lights.
Yeah, we do.
It's a time of light, right? So what I was thinking is, if this is the your experience of the company and it's the owner or the managers do not want anything, then I would definitely kind of double my efforts outside of the office. I mentioned before, charity event or fundraiser, I think I would go and try to, you know, maybe do gifts for the homeless children or a coat drive or participate in something that feels like that spirit, or find your version of that.
Don't take it personally if the owner doesn't want anything. They may have had some bad experiences in the past. They may not want to burden people with whatever kind of expectations there are. Every company has their own thing, but you know,
and some people just hate Christmas. Some business owners may just hate the whole thing.
So I know you could probably decorate your desk unless that's considered not cool. I don't know. But I wouldn't, you know, it's to be forced into either one, I think, is kind of sad. I would hope that, you know, whether it's departments or the company at large can get together and really discuss what they're going to do. That just brings some spirit. I find the lights very warm. I really enjoy that. And then we take them down, it's like something's missing. But then, as you know, by February, I forget about them. But it's always like a lovely...
It's winning and losing all at the same time.
It's always just a warm, lovely feeling. And it's just spirit. It's not religious.
Yeah, I was thinking often, Kathy, you talk about food and that's an interesting gesture for individuals. And I was just speaking to a woman who works at a facility where she's famous for her holiday cookies. And her company actually does very little for the holidays, but everybody waits for those cookies. So she's kind of created her own tradition.
Are they gluten and dairy free?
They are.
They're not.
I think there are several different French recipes, which usually have lots of butter in them. But they've become, she actually will say to someone, you'd better behave or you're not getting any cookies. So they're very, yeah. very popular.
But that just tells you that people want, you know, right. they want some sort of celebration.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually at least you have Christmas Day off. Some people have a week off or some people have a couple of days off.
Yeah.
So there is something happening, I think. So to deny it, I think, mm-hmm. is a mistake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To deny it totally is a mistake. Yeah. You know, and I think the overboard is a mistake.
Extremes are not good, yeah. generally speaking.
Yeah. So I hope this was helpful.
So we want to find that middle ground. Yeah. Well, that's it for this segment. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.